House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney on Fox News Sunday. Michigan Democrat Dan Kildee tells ABC's This Week,
"We have a very legitimate public policy question that we are looking at.
Whether the president's personal financial interests impact his public decision-making." Three people in a pickup truck are killed in a collision with a fire engine in Phoenix.
Police say the fire engine was responding to an emergency call when it's believed a pickup truck took a left turn into the fire engine. An adult female, an adult male, and a six-month-old child were killed. Three firefighters hospitalized in stable condition. No IDs. The exact cause of the deadly crash still under investigation.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We'll be watching the radar carefully today as the storm system moves through the area. It's going to be a breezy, warm day with a high temperature in the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely not only today but tonight as well. Some of the storms could be strong with damaging wind gusts possible. Of course, our weather app will keep you on top of the storms with radar, future radar, and any push notifications for watches and warnings. Tonight's low down to about 62. Tomorrow's high up to about 79 with more scattered showers and thunderstorms around on Tuesday. It'll be quiet on Wednesday with sunshine and a high temperature up to about 84. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying on Monday, April 1st, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, June 2nd, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and the last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at WindCreekCasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery and find your winning moment.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
His house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do.
Oh,
guys. 6 minutes after
now
10 o'clock.
There's trouble bussing in from out of state.
Best of the band,
and
Dave.
The
yeah, volume two.
No,
yeah, if you ever just want good road trip music, you got to drive to Mobile, you know, just something a couple hours away. Not, you know, I'm not talking about going to Las Vegas. Throw in one of the greatest hits band
or just
albums.
Or just play the last waltz.
Well, I mean, you can play any of them.
Yeah, but just play the last waltz.
You don't want it, but you got to get 2 hours.
Yeah.
You can't leave it on replay the whole time.
Well, I mean, the last waltz is like, the movie's over 2 hours, so.
But is it all band? I don't know that I've seen it. Is it all band music? Stop it!
You don't know if you've seen it?
I don't think I've seen it. If I did, I was young and don't remember. I'm not ruling out that I've seen it.
It's basically like them decide. Robbie Robertson deciding they're not going to tour anymore.
Yeah.
So they throw themselves a giant the last waltz, and like they do it in a theater in San Francisco, and mm-hmm. they do it on Thanksgiving Day.
All right.
And they record it all, and they have all their buddies come up. So Ronnie Hawkins comes up because that was the first band that they backed, or you know, first dude that they were the backing band for. Then Dylan, and then like a lot of people. Neil Young shows up. Van Morrison shows up.
They do a whole.
They do most of the band's big hits, and then they do a lot of the. You know, they do the songs that they played with the people that they backed, and then they do. You know, like Van does Caravan. It's really, really good and worth your time.
I'll watch it. Is there a?
There's like 19.
Is there a soundtrack of it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were saying watch the movie.
No, watch the show. No, it's like they released the companion album, and then they've of course done reissues and you know we found some more footage and you know that kind of thing. So.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, we found more footage.
That
footage was on a canister that said open in 1987.
Right.
Open in 1995.
Right.
Open in 2004.
Yes. Monetize this later.
Yeah.
Get people that love the original to buy the, you know, the not so good outtakes, but you know, in a fancy package.
I'm convinced Prince did that, take care of his family and sure. friends and everything. That I'm going to record a whole bunch of songs that you can release at Prince albums for the rest of your lives.
Yeah,
and continue to make money.
Kind of like Tupac.
Yeah.
You know,
how many albums?
Still coming out with albums?
Six or seven albums that you went out
yeah.
with that too?
Yeah.
I refuse to listen to anything after Machiavelli though.
Yeah, me either.
But Me and My Girlfriend is an amazing song. I rocked it out yesterday on the way home. Actually, on the way to Birmingham at 5 a.m.
Hey.
You got to wake up.
That's right.
And it's hard to wake up in butter pocket. All right, that's Dave Mowry. I'm Baron Coleman. We got a lot of news to get to. We have not been getting to it. So let me get right into it. All right. Cesar Sayoc, just a couple of weeks ago, had a plea hearing where he pleaded guilty to trying to blow people up with these bombs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Everything in the world is suspect with these bombs. They showed a picture of one of them, and people were, like, bomb experts looked at it and said, that's like what you would do if you were making a fake bomb for a movie. You could not, there's no way that would go off. There's no way that would work. It's like he just took pieces out of an alarm clock and taped them to the side of a pipe. So he goes in and he goes in and pleads guilty, and then just a couple of days ago, sends a letter, or it's revealed that the following day after his plea hearing, he sends a letter to the judge. And here's what he says. In letters filed on the court docket by U.S. District Judge Jed Rakoff, Sayoc indicated he wanted to change his answers to questions about the bombs he sent, whether they were lethal, and whether he intended to harm or knew his devices could kill people. During his guilty plea, he said he was aware of the risk that it would explode, even though he only intended to intimidate people. But in one letter, he told Rakoff, quote, the devices would never explode or work. The fireworks were sparkler types. You know, they never said publicly what were the combustible materials.
Right.
He's saying now they were sparklers.
Huh.
Here's why this is important. This whole thing stinks.
Yeah.
This whole thing stinks. I just refuse to believe a Department of Justice and an FBI that conspired to collude with the Obama administration, the Hillary Clinton campaign, and all the people that tried to take down Donald Trump before he was president and then after he was president just stopped after the election and said, okay, well, we got quiet. Let's keep going. They knew they needed to affect the midterms. Because they had Republicans doing the investigations, and they knew the Democrats would keep up the investigations that they can no longer do on Trump. And that's what this guy was part of. That's what this Caesar Sayoc was a part of. This is somebody who was had no discernible connections to being a Trump fan. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, comes up with every Trump bumper sticker, every Trump doll slogan saying on a white van in a small town in Florida. And residents of the small town only remember seeing this van a couple of days before the arrest. That van is so ridiculous, everyone in town would have known about
it. Right. You would know about it in Montgomery.
Yes. Everyone would have known about it.
Yeah.
It'd be like the Shannara billboards.
Yep.
It'd become a joke. So I just don't believe they stopped. And I think they co-opted this Caesar Sayoc. And I think they do this to a lot of people. I think they convince them they're doing good for their side. And then they abandon them at the last second and they get caught. I think that's what happens to a lot of these school shooters. I think that's what happened to that school shooter down in Parkland, Florida. I think he thought he was part of something bigger. The Baton Rouge police shooter, I think he thought he was part of something bigger. The Dallas police shooter. I think they think that they're kicking off something huge, and they're going to be a hero in this thing, like a revolutionary. And then they get killed or left out to dry.
Right.
I don't know.
Here's a news story for you, Baron. Breaking, U.S. designates the Iranian Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist group. Trump administration is simply recognizing reality. The IRGC not just supports other terrorist groups, but engages in terrorism itself. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
Wow. So we can declare
a wing of a state-sponsored military terrorist.
As a terrorist group.
Well, yeah, you can.
We just did. That's kind of breaking news.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, this is just breaking all over the place.
Yeah, instead of, you know, shipping them $200 million in cash.
Here's how I read the news. I just Googled Iranian Republican Guard terrorist, and I got a series of news stories. NPR, BBC, CBS News, and The Atlantic. Which one do you think I'm going to read?
The Atlantic. The Atlantic.
100%. Declaring the country's most powerful security services a terrorist organization is just the Trump administration's latest move in a long pressure campaign against Iran. I think there are two things Trump wants to accomplish in foreign policy. Denuclearize North Korea and get Iran under control. Whether or not they take over Iran, revolutionate, just get them under control. If he can accomplish those two things, I think he'll consider the first 4 years a success. I don't think he's worried about peace in the Middle East between Palestinians and Israelis.
Right.
Part of getting Iran under control is getting Saudi Arabia on our side, on the good guy's side. They've always been on the American side, but it was the globalist corpus whores.
Right.
I think he wants them on the side of nationalism. And I think he's done that. That part's already been taken care of. That was done before he won. And then Russia takes care of itself. Venezuela takes care of itself. Cuba takes care of itself after these. These types of issues, if you can get Iran and North Korea taken care of, and the Saudis stop playing the globalist corporatist banking whore, everything else goes away. Because people don't realize the Saudis were funding all the problems we had. They were working with the American government to foment terror and disruption globally so that the United States government could go anywhere it wanted under the guise of we're fighting terrorism. So he cut off that bank. ISIS goes away. Al-Qaeda goes away. You know, terrorist cells in the United States dry up overnight. Terrorist cells all over the place dry up overnight. The killings and bombings and all that and driving over people in trucks in France and England, a lot of that goes down. It doesn't go away completely, but it goes down. Holy mackerel. Look at that. On Fox, a power pole with live wires on it fell on somebody's car.
Oh, no.
And he has a few scrapes on his face, but other than that. Tom Cook, pole crashed onto car. I love the Chiron descriptions of these things.
Jeez.
I just don't believe that the group that did all that stuff to try to take Trump out just gave up after the election. That's my
point. Of course not.
They did not just give up after the election. 2020 is very much in play, and they got to get rid of the man because he is slowly dismantling 100 years worth of globalism. That's my point. And I think Cesar Sayoc was a player in that. We'll be back. Using all my breath. Making love to you was never second best.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Guys, welcome back in. 21 minutes now after 10 o'clock. I got David L. Mowry in the studio, the chairman. He's got a cup with him that says the Chairman Mao's Cup.
Yeah.
M-O-W. Not
Mallory.
It's Mallory. A lot of people think it's M-A-L-L-L-O-R-Y. It's
right.
M-O-W-L-L-L-O.
That's right. Mallory.
L-O-R-Y. Mallory. Mallory. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, by the way, stop what you're doing. Everybody stop. Everybody pick up a piece of paper. 356-1502. Write that number down. 356-1502 and get in touch with my friends over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Greg Grant and his team over there, they do nothing except scour employees' benefits packages trying to figure out ways to save you money. It's that easy. It's that easy. They scour. And they'll do it. They'll do it, too. 356-1502. You can check them out online if you want some more information about what they do. CornerstoneMGA.com. That's M as in managing. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. CornerstoneMGA.com. But go there and save some money. You don't have to cut your pay for your employees. You don't have to cut their packages. You don't have to cut your own pay. You know? Get Cornerstone Managing General Agency in there and see if they can save you some money on that end of it. And then you can keep everybody where they are. Everybody's happy. Everybody wants to stay working with you. Everybody loves you. They call you things like big guy and hey man and all that kind of stuff. They love you. You know, you're a big lovable teddy bear at that point. You want to be a hero? Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502. Again, Dave Mallory, Baron Coleman here with you on a beautiful. Is this still beautiful? We're trapped in an attic with no windows. It was beautiful when I got here.
It was a little overcast when I left the house.
Was it?
Yeah.
I get here before you do.
It's true.
It looks like it might be raining a little bit on the radar. The Rich Thomas Weather Network, by the way, if you don't have the app, get the Rich Thomas app. You got up-to-the-minute radar. You got hourly forecast. Yeah, it's a little rain on the radar. How about that? But that's going to scoot through, and then it's not going to rain again for a little while. So, but then when it rains again in a little while, it's going to really get wet. Our number, 272-9228. All right. Trump has gotten rid of Kirstjen Nielsen. Probably the most attractive cabinet position member in a long time.
Seriously.
And she's out, though. Yes. Kirstjen. K-I-R-S-T-J-E-N. Kirstjen. Nielsen. Like the ratings. Which we have very high ratings, by the way.
And so she's out.
She's out.
Why?
Someone, I can't remember who it was. Was it some commentator somewhere said she kept saying no, like we can't do that. Uh-huh. We legally can't do that. That's not allowed. And he kept saying, well, find a way to make it legal. Find a way to make it work.
I've heard a story about I think it was the governor of one of our neighboring states, and he kept saying he wanted to do something, and the lawyers, you know, counsel came back and like, well, you can't. And he said, here's the thing. I'm not telling you, like, to tell me what's legal and what's not. I'm telling you, I'm going to do this. Find a way to make it legal.
Yeah, or find a way to tell me it's legal.
Yeah, like, we're going to do it.
You take the fall, not me. Right. We're all hired lawyers who will.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. I think that's what he's saying here. If you're not willing to take the fall, I'll bring in Kevin McAleenan or whatever his name is here. He was the Customs and Border Patrol Commissioner. So what do you think they were arguing about? Customs and Border Patrol. They were arguing about something on the southern border that she was saying, Mr. President, I don't think you should be doing that. That doesn't sound legal to me. And he was saying, okay, are you willing to take the fall because we're doing it? No? Kevin will.
Right.
He now has your job. Some Thomas Homan, a Fox News contributor, called McAleenan, I'm assuming I'm pronouncing that correctly, one of the smartest men with whom he'd worked. He knows border issues. He can hit the ground running. He knows the border. He'll start day one. I look for the border policy to get ramped up in earnest. Trump has one chance to win 2020. That election comes on one day in November. The first Tuesday following the first Monday in November. And you're not going to get a second bite at that apple. And the border is going to be a huge, huge part of that deal. The border is why he's in office.
Mm-hmm.
People wanted that damn border closed or at least greatly restricted or controlled. So, she's out.
You're out.
Yeah, good for him to put her in for a little while. Speaking of the 2020 election, this is a great AP headline. Dateline is Upper St. Clair, Pennsylvania. I spent a lot of time in Upper St. Clair, Pennsylvania.
Where's that?
It's outside of Pittsburgh.
Okay.
We called it USC, Upper St. Clair. I was on a team that was fighting a Whole Foods and a Walmart there.
Ah.
on behalf of another grocery chain.
Of course.
And it's so funny. The local citizens were all worried about the traffic and, well, they weren't. We made them worried about it.
Right.
After we got done with them, they were all worried about the traffic. They were all worried about all this other stuff. And it's just, they don't even realize what's happening around them.
Right.
They have no idea the dynamics at play and how if that Walmart opens, this grocery store is going to lose on average $1.2 million a month.
Yep.
But anyway, so we were up in USC fighting a Walmart and a Whole Foods. And the dateline is Upper St. Clair Township, Pennsylvania. So I'm looking at the, before I read the headline and the dateline, and I already know the story because I remember this area well.
Right.
Here's the headline. After 2016 loss, Democrats know they need white male voters. Where are there a plethora of white male voters in a battleground state, Upper St. Clair Township, Pennsylvania? It is a 50-50 Republican-Democrat wealthy suburb of Pittsburgh. So I already knew because it was an AP story that this was going to be very anti-Trump and very pro-Democrat. Listen to the way this story opens. This is how desperate they are. When he moved to Pennsylvania about 5 years ago, it was a coin toss which party Brian Heitman would register with. No longer. Since Donald Trump's election in 2016, Heitman, who is 42 and white, has become a reliable...
Republican?
No, Democrat! Oh, 100%! He's become a reliable Democrat.
Oh, duh, that's what they were looking for.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Yeah, but I mean, I'm like, well, that dude... I mean...
Yeah, this guy should be a Republican.
Yeah, well, I thought... Yeah.
Last week, he voted for the Democratic candidate in a special Senate election in Pittsburgh's affluent southern suburbs. A decade ago, I probably wouldn't have even noticed this election was happening.
All right.
But I'm making a point in voting in every one I can nowadays. So what the AP is doing here is saying the base, suburban white male voters, the only way we can defeat Trump is to get these people. So we need to start courting these people. AP is telling the Democrat operatives, here's what you need to do. We cover the news. We know these people.
Well, yeah, and there's also there's definitely a debate over among the the consultorati or whatever about how they can best win. You know, some say it's to turn out more reliably Democratic voters. Some say it's to appeal to these types of guys or white working class or whatever. I think that I think making blanket statements don't really work usually.
Yeah.
You know? No. I mean, there's obviously there are times where you're like, okay, these are our targets, but...
Here's the deal. The fact that they're looking at the 42-year-old white suburban voters...
Right.
...is saying the Democrat Party is abandoning large chunks of their base, which is black voters.
Mm-hmm.
Because they realize Donald Trump is going to win probably 20 to 30% of black voters. And if they don't replace those voters with someone else, Donald Trump will romp them. Because black voters make up 26% of a Democrat primary.
Yep.
And 13% of a general election nationwide.
Yep.
If they lose, now they typically lose about less than 10%. So 1.3% of the total electorate is made up of black voters who choose to vote Republican.
Yep.
They cannot lose more than that 1.3% and still win elections.
Correct.
National elections are won and lost by half a percent or 1% or 2%. And so they can't lose 20% and then 30% of black voters because instead of 1.3% of a national, that's 4%.
Yeah.
They cannot start in a 4% hole. Donald Trump not only would win 42 states, he would win the popular vote.
Right. Can't have that.
That's where this is headed, if they can't replace it. So what they're doing is they go out and say, okay, black people see through our shenanigans. Let's go after middle-class, affluent, suburban white voters, male and female. We'll go after the females by saying he's a boor. That's why they can't have Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go after the males by saying, I don't know, he's touching your women? Or
yeah,
wants to touch your women?
You know.
But they have to get those people.
They do. If they have any chance.
Because old people aren't stupid enough to fall for this. They've been around. They've seen the Democrats in action. Young people always fall for this. They're always stupid. So it's the middle class. You've got middle class, middle-aged voters. That's who they're targeting. The problem is Trump is bringing jobs back, targeting those people.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it. I love reading headlines like this because it tells me exactly what the outline is for victory in 2020. All you got to do is read the headlines. Who's this?
David.
Hey, David. How are you, my friend?
Can you say Sato?
I can. Were you there yesterday, or did you watch?
No, I was out of town.
Did you watch it?
I got a chance to watch a little bit of it.
Yeah, it was a good race.
Yeah.
It was fast moving, only one full course caution.
Yeah. That was some move that Will Power did when he wiped out, man, stayed out of the gravel and spun around and came right back.
I don't know how he kept on the gas in the middle of all that and keep from stalling.
Yeah. So,
hey, those guys,
good driving.
Yeah, good driving. The pass Newgarden made on Rossi there in the last couple laps, that was solid, nice. Tight, yep. Wheel-to-wheel racing. That's the way it should be.
Exactly.
Sato able to spin out, have a big enough lead that he can maintain the lead after spinning out. It was just a great race. Here, let me let you in on a little secret. You know who the youngest guy on the podium was yesterday? All this talk about the rookies taking over and all this stuff. Youngest guy on the podium yesterday was 38 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, they were talking about all the teams were having problems with tire wear yesterday on that course.
You know, they're repaving that track next week.
Oh, are they really? Okay.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I'm extra nerdy when I watch racing. I listen to the team radios.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I had the team radio on full scan on my little inner ear monitors while I was sitting there watching. And every single team... One driver kept saying, stop laughing at me. It's like I'm driving on ice out here. Stop laughing. You could hear the engineer saying, come on, man, just give me four more laps. He's like, I have to come in. I've got nothing. I'm on towels. So it was.
Hey, I tell you what, if you want to go see some fun also up there, you need to go to some of the motorcycle races.
You know, I heard it is just premium watching motorcycle racing.
It is.
I've never watched it.
Oh,
I've watched it on TV, but I've never been at one.
Yeah, no, I've been to numerous ones there, Barbers, and it's a blast.
Hmm. Is it not
especially,
as crowded?
No, and unless you go to the professional, like the Suzuki, races, GPs and stuff like that. But if you go to the amateur races, like the Weiras and stuff like that, it's really cool because you get to walk the pits, talk to the guys, and stuff, and. It's just really laid back and easy going, real neat. So
I got bad news for you, David.
What's that?
With my passes, I can do that anytime.
Yeah.
I can do that yesterday.
Well, good for you. Hey, moving on to politics real quick. I think even a good chunk of the working class Hispanic vote, I think, is going to go for Trump. In 2020.
Oh, I think so. I think he could get 40% of Hispanics and 25% of blacks. And that right there, my friend, is what we call a firewall.
Yeah.
You cannot lose in that situation.
Which, of course, is the reason why the Democrats are trying to get, convicted felons, 16-year-olds, illegals, everybody to vote. Because I think they realize that if it's just strictly the legal registered voters, that Trump is going to absolutely smoke them.
Trump's going to roll. I'm telling you, Trump's going to win this election so big. He might be able to lose Florida and win. That's how big he's going to win.
Yeah, it's very possible. So, anyway, have a good one.
Yep. 272922. See, my man David likes racing.
Yeah, he does.
Likes open wheel racing. I don't know. We haven't really talked about taxi cabs. I don't know if he's into that or not.
What is that?
NASCAR.
Oh. God, did you see Bristol this weekend?
No.
Empty.
Was it really?
Empty.
Doesn't surprise me.
Whole swath.
They've destroyed that. I mean, listen, open wheel racing, IndyCar racing, they don't do stages. They don't do playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
We got 17 rounds, or in Formula One, 21 rounds. And whoever has the most points at the end of the year, guess what? They're series champion.
Mm-hmm.
None of this stupid playoffs. You win the race. You don't win a third of a race.
Right.
We don't have planned cautions.
Yep.
It's just stupid. I mean, that race went green yesterday and only one caution.
Wow.
NASCAR would have had seven.
Oh, maybe.
Every time someone spun, they'd throw it.
Maybe more, yeah.
Yeah. We'll be back.
Got a thing for you, and I can't let go.
Carry News Talk in your pocket?
Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Looking for a real neighborhood bar where you can hang out and enjoy life? Head to Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive. Happy hour is Monday through Friday from 3 till 7. Your favorite neighborhood bar is ready to feed you. Bear County Barbecue, the kitchen at Rick and Moe's, is open for dinner Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to midnight. Try their delicious Bear County Texas-style brisket, pulled pork and sausage, not to mention their dry-aged burgers. This isn't your ordinary barbecue. No, sir. See them today about catering your next event. You can count on Rick and Moe's to have all the best sports action on the big screens. Plenty of fun with darts, pool, and video games. Rick and Moe's still has your favorite live music, too, with open mic night on Tuesdays and great acoustic acts and live bands from Wednesday night through the weekend. Check out Rick and Moe's Facebook page for this week's schedule and for Bear County Barbecue's menu. There's never a cover charge at Rick and Moe's. Rick and Moe's, your neighborhood bar. On the east side, at Vaughn Road and Watchman Drive.
Moe knows.
If your spring plans include working in the yard, you need to remember one important thing. Call before you dig. Call 811 at least 2 working days before you plan to start and ask the 811 operator which utility companies will be notified. If any of your providers aren't on the list, contact them directly. Don't cause outages or even injury. Call before you dig. To learn more, go to al811.com. Sponsored by the Alabama Public Service Commission, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We'll be watching the radar carefully today as the storm system moves through the area. It's going to be a breezy, warm day with a high temperature in the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely not only today but tonight as well. Some of the storms could be strong with damaging wind gusts possible. Of course, our weather app will keep you on top of the storms with radar, future radar, and any push notifications for watches and warnings. Tonight's low down to about 62. Tomorrow's high up to about 79 with more scattered showers and thunderstorms around on Tuesday. It'll be quiet on Wednesday with sunshine and a high temperature up to about 84. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
They're losing more ground, down 4%. Jeff Sika of Sika Wealth Management says investors are cautious about Boeing stock.
There is a serious crisis of confidence going on with Boeing right now, and you can't quantify exactly what the damage is going to be. I think the uncertainty is too great. I think there's a lot of political agendas that can concern me greatly. We're talking about the safety and security of travelers.
Both American and Southwest Airlines have canceled some flights through early June because of the grounding of Boeing 737 MAX planes. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Oh,
19 minutes now to the top of the hour. My friends at ASC Credit Union don't want to do anything but give you one of those car loans where you don't have to pay it for 90 days. Also, they actually want to do more than that. They want to give you an absolutely free checking account. They don't want you to have to run all over town at the end of the month, struggling to use your debit card several times before. They don't want you to do all that. They don't want you to have to put minimum balances in, or you got to pay fees. None of that stuff. They just want you to open a checking account, use it when you need it. Don't use it when you don't. Don't even know. It's that easy. ASC Credit Union. Also, they have 9 locations right here in the River Region where you can walk in and join them. They have one around the corner from the Blue Water Complex, Interstate Park over there off of Carmichael. Not off Carmichael, off of Perry Hill Road. They also have the one down the Capitol Complex out east on Chantilly. Man, there's ASC Credit Unions all over the place. Get by one of them. They got 5,000 co-op locations around the country. You will never, ever be far from being able to cash a check, make a deposit, or withdraw, something like that. ASC Credit Union, they're federally insured by NCUA. They're an equal housing lender. Our number, 272-9228. We have a 12th member, a 12th number, 12th person running for president on the Democratic side. A guy named Tim Ryan. From Ohio. Why would Tim Ryan, a representative from Youngstown, Ohio...
Random backbencher?
Yeah, why is he running? Just to raise his profile?
Yeah, or like... I mean, I always figure that most of these guys, they do it because it's like, eh.
Just like when Dick Gephardt ran in 88?
No, I think Dick Gephardt was an actual contender. Or he could have been, or whatever. I always assume that, he either wants to raise his profile or just, like, you know, he probably raise enough money to, like, visit Iowa a couple times and, you know, do that. And maybe it's fun, you know, get to meet people. And
you think it positions him for a statewide race?
I don't know. I mean, because Ohio's kind of, like, gone for the Dems.
Yeah.
Maybe, or although I wonder what his district looks like, because it might be that his district is trending Republican and he knows that he can't win it, so he might as well just, like, throw a Hail Mary.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, if you look down this list, listen to these people. Elizabeth Warren. She is so damaged and broken, she cannot win.
Right.
Bernie Sanders. You know.
Cat hair.
Common sense communism.
Cat hair.
Kirsten Gillibrand.
Exactly.
She's just a backbencher senator
bland,
from New York.
Senator from New York.
Cory Booker. He has Spartacus moment. He's kind of weirdo. I just don't think, I'm not sure the country, and I'm not saying this the wrong way. I'm not taking shots at any bachelors. I'm not sure the country's ready for a bachelor president.
Do you think that they're more ready for a bachelor president or a dude married to another dude?
Well, I was saying bachelor president. Cory Booker's gay.
Yeah, I know, but the Buttigieg.
Oh, is he married to a dude?
Yeah.
I think they're more ready for a bachelor present.
Yeah, me too.
Again, you're dealing with... I think most of the country doesn't care if you're gay or married to a dude, but you're dealing in presidential politics with 1% or 2%, meaning millions of votes.
Mm-hmm.
And 1% or 2% of people do care. Yeah. And not only do they care, 1% or 2% of people will change their vote based on that.
Right.
Would have been predisposed to vote for you, but now will vote against you. Tulsi Gabbard is an interesting cat, but she can't win. Beto O'Rourke is weird.
He's a furry.
He's a weird guy. He's a furry. That's the best thing I've heard about him yet. Governor Hickenlooper up in Colorado. He's just a guy. I don't know.
Hickenlooper is intriguing to me because if a candidate with Hickenlooper's resume.
Mm-hmm.
Were to have run in, say, 1988 or 1992 or 1996 or 2000 or 2004 or 2008 or 2012, the establishment of both sides would be fawning over him and, you know, trying to, you know, he grew up fairly poor, moved to Colorado, starts a business which ignites downtown Denver, which leads to him being mayor of Denver, which leads to him being...
What was the business?
Beer. Open a brew pub or a brewery.
Eh.
So
his two claims to fame are beer and pot.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that he also, like, has worked his way up progressively from being a mayor of a large town, city, to being governor of a big swing state. And so
it's blue now.
Okay,
it's no longer.
But when he won it, it wasn't.
It wasn't. Yeah.
And you know, they've elected a Republican senator in between that time. And so I'm just saying that but in this race, he has no chance.
Jay Inslee is
no
boring.
Chance.
No
but
chance.
Jay Inslee as well is the type of guy that people would have been talking about for, you know, I saw Charlie Cook one time say that that the minimum qualification for president should be like 3 terms as a congressman or something equal to that, and 2 terms as governor, and you shouldn't be able to run before that.
You know the reason I don't,
and even then you're not prepared for the job.
You know the reason I don't like governors being president.
Right.
What's the number one issue that gets most governors elected? What's if you're running for governor? What's one issue that every person running for governor? I'm going to fix the
education
schools.
Yeah.
So then they run for president, and they got elected on, I'm going to fix the schools. So what do they want to do as president?
Try to fix schools.
Right. And what should the federal government not be doing?
Trying to fix schools.
Right. And that's what bothers me about governors being president.
Yeah.
Every time a governor runs for president, here's my education plan, here's what I did for education. George W. Bush, he wins, and the first thing he does is go in the most massive interference in education in history.
Yeah. Rarely is the question asked, is our children learning?
Well, I wish somebody would run and honestly say, I don't give a damn about your kids because it's not the role of the federal government. I'm going to just turn it off. I'm going to cut the Department of Education into pieces. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ship it out all over the country, and all they're going to do is be support.
Yeah.
They're just going to provide you
resources, essentially.
Resources, no standards, nothing like that. Just some support, some teacher training, some education, some stuff like that. But other than that, y'all are on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna cut the budget from, I don't know what it is, $25 billion to $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all they get.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing, and you can't campaign on this, but like the thing is basically like governing competence. Like, I've appointed a cabinet before. I've appointed people to certain things before. I've even had people that I've appointed, you know, do something wrong and I got rid of them. And it's like, but you can't run on competence.
Right.
But it's one of those things where, you know, like most governors go to the Senate and hate it.
Right.
Because it's a deliberative body.
Right.
That's, you know, governed by the, you know, whoever has the majority and what you can get to the floor and things like that. Whereas as the governor, if you say, hey, let's do this, it happens.
I do think it's interesting because historically governors have been presidents.
Correct.
And senators have not.
Correct. And now we've sort of flipped.
All
right?
These people running are all senators or representatives, mm-hmm. except for Inslee and Hickenlooper.
And Buttigieg.
He's a mayor.
Yeah, I know.
He's not even governor. That ain't
but he like, but he hauled in like $7 million in the first quarter.
Yeah.
So like, it's weird. I mean, so
he's 37.
Know.
He's barely even legally qualified.
No, I know. It's interesting to me that people are even giving him a look. I don't think by any chance he wins.
I don't have a problem with the guy.
No, I mean, I don't either.
I don't know his platform. I don't know all this. He seems like a perfectly likable human being. But I'm just saying, you know, I don't care if he's gay. But 2% of people he needs to vote for.
Or maybe more.
Yeah, they will.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you have to recognize if that's your party you want to win, mm-hmm. that's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the Democrats could have said the same thing about a black guy being at the top of their ticket in 2008 and didn't stop him.
Right. Well, I mean, I think the mayor thing is probably worse for his chances in the primary than being gay.
Yeah.
In the primary.
Yeah.
But how are any of these people going to stand out? I mean, I guess personality, you know, Beto stands on things.
Yeah. Someone needs to run as the competent guy.
That's what I was just saying. But
Or like the gravitas. Maybe not the competent guy, but the elder statesman.
See, now.
And I think that was Biden's hook.
And
before he started
that,
getting destroyed for groping people.
That and / or that's exactly what Hickenlooper thought, but then he started talking about taking his mom to see porn films.
I forgot about that.
You know, like that's the thing is like, you know, I mean,
because when I think of competence and gravitas,
but that's what I said. I mean, the dude built up a business which revitalized downtown, which made him the mayor, which made him the governor. And so like, he should be one of those people where you're like, oh, this guy is pretty competent. He's done a lot of stuff in his life. And then he's like, I took my mom to see Deep Throat once. Like, okay, well, guess who I'm not voting for now.
That leaves you with Inslee.
Yeah, who's like, you know, I mean, he's running on climate change,
Let me ask you an amateur question here. What state is he from?
Washington.
Okay. You know, the fact that I had to ask that?
Yeah.
I always thought Christine Gregoire was still the...
Right. Isn't she?
The governor up there.
Aren't they all Christine Gregoire?
but that's...
Well, and part of that is represents what that we still have a very large east and center of the country, you know, sort of bias to media.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had a guy like... If Jay Inslee was somehow the two-term governor of...
Missouri?
Georgia.
Yeah.
Or North Carolina,
right.
Or Florida, or, you know, all places that haven't had a Democratic governor in years, but even Maryland, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, he just, although Maryland's mayor tried to run, O'Malley tried to run versus Clinton, that didn't really work out, but.
The guy who taxed rain?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
I think he thought because he was a character in.
In The Wire?
In The Wire.
I know,
that was
right?
Going to work out for him. I don't know, man.
Yeah, but what we're saying is that Inslee and Hickenlooper should be getting longer looks, but they're just completely dismissed.
Guess who I saw in person yesterday? John Oates.
No way.
He was at the race. I have no idea why.
Really?
But he was there, yeah.
Wow.
Taking it in.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Have the stash?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Wow.
He's a short little booger.
Yeah.
He's probably not 5'6".
Right. Tiny man.
Yeah. But yeah, he was there. He had the stash, looked just like him. Got introduced as John Oates.
Looks a lot like my 7th and 8th grade PE teacher, Mr. Stevens.
A man who looks like that should be nowhere near children.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Because it's Texas Tech and it's not Virginia, but their coach is a Bob Knight disciple.
Ah.
So that's basically Bob Knight in the finals right now.
There you go.
Going for his fourth
title. That's good rationalization.
Exactly. We'll be back. No, I'm just kidding. That's the segment. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Representative Matt Getz from the Florida Panhandle not running for Alabama Senate. Yeah, that's surprising. We'll get to that in a second. Alabama Home Mortgage, a generous sponsor of our numero dos of this program on a daily basis. Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage have saved our audience tens of millions of dollars. It may be in the hundreds of millions. I doubt it. But it's definitely over $10 million because she's been doing this for close to 5 years on this program. And we have people calling her on a daily basis. And just one call, you know, someone might save $250,000 in interest they otherwise would have paid, or $100,000 in interest. She gave me the number. I don't remember the number, what it was, $60,000 or something that I'll save just by refinancing.
Oh, yeah.
But it's actually more than that. It's actually more than that because now we have extra money that we can put down on the house every month. So it's going to be so much money, so much money. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. New homes, refinance. Actually, rates right now have tanked in the last couple of weeks. If you missed out on the boat, or if you've always wondered what it's like when people refinance, I did it. It takes no time at all. Like 7 business days later, we were closing. The closing super, super fast. There's no reason you haven't called her. 567-4223. 567-4223. Just fill the application out online. Alabama Home Mortgage, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. But yeah, Florida Congressman Matt Getz not running for Senate in Alabama. The fact that that headline had to be written.
Come on, Florida man.
I wanted him to run just because I thought it would bring a lot of money.
I just wanted a lot of Florida man jokes.
The more the merrier in that race. I hope 12, 15, 18 people get in.
Me too.
The reality is 4 are going to get in. But I hope it's 12, 15, or 18. You know who's going to run? I'm just convinced. And I think he can win.
Palmer?
Nope. Former elected official in Alabama.
Oh, Bentley.
I think he can win. I think enough time has passed. His two biggest sins have been washed clean. He wanted to raise taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And all the Republicans acted like that was anathema. Well, guess what? All your Republicans just voted to raise taxes. He just was 4 years ahead of the curve. And his allegations with women, guys, Donald Trump is the president. He pays off porn stars. I don't know. I think he could win. I'm not saying he will. I'm saying he could, especially if it's Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne has extremely high negatives. Extremely high negatives.
Yeah, because everybody that remembers him from anywhere else except Mobile.
Probably remembers him from the 2010 election.
Probably has a bad impression.
Do you remember the Bradley Byrne ad? Can I play it when I get back?
Yes.
The animated ad with the wind blowing and the weather vane.
I don't know if I remember that one.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It was a great ad. It's a fantastic ad. Actually, I'm going to play it when we get back.
Okay.
I can't believe you don't remember that one. You were here in 2010.
Yeah.
Probably working on your own record.